boards on your house. What did you say you call those?
Board siding, you mean? By the way, did you know I learned after we put the white shingles on our house, after, and it had just the siding, you know? And one of the plumbers that was here later told me that that the value of your house isn't as much when you have these shingles, these white shingles, the asbestos shingles put on your house. I don't know why. It looks to me like it would be more insulated and better, doesn't it, to you? No.
Come on.
No, but it was good.
Oh, really?
That was what I needed. Yeah, we're loaded.
I guess y'all had a head start up.
We did. The place between two hills is called...
A draw.
Or if it's just sloping in there.
I started to say a draw, but it, I'll trade with you, honey. Put your crap in that piece. A valley. You know, we think the hills protect us here from the storms, and that they usually come from that direction, you know, and we have hills all around us, you see.
I've heard that.
We wondered if maybe that is what happens.
What was that town in southeast Oklahoma that was in a valley that was wiped out last year?
Well, if the tornado does get into the valley, it can't get out. I mean, you know, really, you are protected, but if
this
rule of nature doesn't hold true, or, you know, you can't really predict anything about tornadoes.
The moral of the story is pump the cellar.
Chase out the barn.
I wish we had one of those.
You don't have a cellar.
No. We just shudder.
You know, I know why Lester hasn't fixed this cellar. I really know why he hasn't. He wants to go in there and make it just a regular shelter for us. And he thinks that he'll just cave that in, you see, and either get steel siding, you know, like they have at Tulsa. You just bring them and put them right in your ground, you know. That's why he hasn't. But he has enough stuff on the lease to fix ours.
Gee,
even like it is here, and he should.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be sorry when he sees me flying across the street.
Bye, Lester!
Yeah!
Bye! How did you get to Vinita?
We traveled by car.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin, maybe he didn't eat any cake, and then would you eat a piece of cake?
Well, I'm a happy fellow. I'm still full.
Are you really? You didn't eat very much.
I didn't?
No.
I thought I did quite well.
No, you didn't.
She's not used to our Stillwater meal. I can't get used to theirs still.
Boy, oh boy. Your folks eat.
I know.
Calvin, I think he only ate about 3 biscuits.
Oh my. You have to eat half a dozen of what he used to eat.
2 tomatoes.
Yeah.
A mound of potatoes.
He
and
doesn't
a mound
like
of...
my cooking, brother.
No. No.
I thought I'd even starve him to it.